What would you say is the first rule of humanity? Well, the first rule of manhood. How would you answer that question? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we are discovering this first principle from the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem of Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons, and the name of the man was Elimelech." This famine that we read about here in the opening chapter of Ruth is not meant to make us feel sorry for the Israelites, the city of Bethlehem, or even more specifically, Elimelech and his family. The details are to help us understand exactly what was going on. These people generally, and Elimelech specifically, had turned their backs on God and His Word and were suffering the predicted consequences. And what makes the specificity of this event ironic is that the name Elimelech means, "God is my king." Elimelech had betrayed the first rule of manhood, and that is that we are to serve the king. Where do I get this first rule? Well, in the opening chapter of Genesis, there is one person performing. There is one person creating. There is one person speaking and giving commands and making declarations, and it's Elohim, Almighty God. Everything else is in subjection to Him. Everything else, everyone else, is listening to what He says and responding accordingly because God is the King. And the first rule of humanity, the first rule of manhood, is to serve the King. So how do we serve this King? Do we do those things that we think would be pleasing to Him? Well, not necessarily. We do those things that the King has declared for us to do. We serve the King by listening to and responding to His Word in joyful obedience. And here's Elimelech, whose name is the reminder, "God is my King," but he's undercutting his own name. He's rewriting his name with his life to be known as, "Myself is the King." Elimelech was unable or unwilling to discern the purposes of God in his life because he had not been delighting in the precepts of God. The famine the people were experiencing was meant to serve as a wake-up call, an alarm to say something has gone off the rails. But Elimelech either didn't see it or didn't want to deal with it, so he ran from it. Men, serve the King by listening to His revealed will in His Word, and then trustingly obey it and get started today. As you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Maasai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.